Wake up, work, gym, consume, sleep. Wake up, work, gym, consume, sleep. Wake up, work, gym, consume, sleep. Jeffrey has no life. He thought that being productive and disciplined would give him fulfillment, but now he's just living like a robot. Worst of all, he sees people who are not even disciplined having more fulfilling lives than him. Those guys seem like they're having so much fun and they're still attracting women and making money. Jeffrey begins to doubt the process and he quits. If only he knew the one thing he was lacking. Adonis. Adonis lives a full and happy life. He is the most disciplined man in the universe, and so he has amazing fitness. He has a 10 out of 10 physique, but he has also leveled up every other area of life as well. He has a thriving social life. He has amazing relationships. He has incredible mental health. This way, he has it all. There are no sacrifices on the path of self-improvement, only extreme seasons to be committed to. I hear all the time that some of you who watch my videos didn't even realize you weren't subscribed to this channel. So if you can do me a favor and just double check that you're subscribed to this channel, I'd be so grateful. It's the simple and free thing that anyone who watches my videos frequently can do to help my work here. It helps keep everything going, so please just double check that you're subscribed, and I appreciate you for being here. This video is for the guys who are living quiet lives of desperation. You discovered the concept of discipline and self-improvement. You put your trust in my advice, and you've been now going to the gym and doing some of these good habits. But once you finish the gym, once you've finished work and you have some empty time to just sit there, you have this lack of fulfillment. You have this feeling of nothingness. And I think so many young men can relate to this. Work, gym, sleep, work, gym, sleep, work, gym, sleep. This is what your life has amounted to. And firstly, I think we actually need to express the positivity and the gratitude of this, because this is better than what our lives was like 5-10 years ago, when instead of work, gym, sleep, it was game, fap, sleep, game, fap, sleep, game, fap, sleep. At least now we're doing something more productive than before. Sure, yeah, before we were having more fun because we were innocent boys just chasing pleasure, but at least now you're doing something more productive. So you should take a moment to credit yourself with the progress that you've made, because you are on the right path. Going to the gym and working hard is so good for you. Don't you ever consider changing your mind about this. We just need to fix this specific problem that when you're finished with the gym, when you're finished with work, you feel empty. When you finish with the gym, you're most likely, like, be honest, you're going to go home and you're going to be alone for the rest of the day, right? So the gym is probably your only social time where you're next to other human beings. And when you leave, it's almost like you get this dip, because you realize the next time you get to be social is tomorrow. You won't get any more socializing for today. That is your own feelings telling you that you actually wanted to socialize more today. So you could listen to those feelings, because look, the reason why you feel so negative when you get back in the car and you leave the gym, and you know, you have this almost like slightly depressive feeling. For anyone who's taken drugs, it kind of feels similar to like the come down after you take a drug, where you get this high when you're coming up, but then it comes down and you start to get this slightly depressed feeling of wanting to get the high again. And if you feel like this, it's probably because there were so many people that you wanted to talk to in the gym. You want to still be around other people, but you just have it out of routine to just go back home now. So you can change that. And that's such an easy tip for you to implement, is just stay in the gym longer and speak to more people to the point that you actually feel like your need for socializing is complete. But bigger than this, it's not just little shallow social experiences, like, you know, saying hello to people that you need. You need a real, proper best friend. I know you probably think that you have a best friend right now because you have a friend who's the closest person to you. But when you have a proper best friend, like someone who is genuinely on the same wavelength as you, someone who is extremely like-minded as you are, that's when you don't get this same feeling of nothingness. Because when you finish the gym, you drive home together and you go and do something together. Even if you feel like you've got some close friends right now, I would bet that they're not as similar to you as you would need for like a proper best friend. I've always been such an extremely ambitious guy, and I'm willing to sacrifice things to achieve my goals, and I'm very much committed to self-improvement. And just a few months ago, I met my friend Kaz, who actually does the same business as me. He's a YouTuber as well. He speaks in Arabic in his videos, but then he talks about like the same things that I talk about. And it turns out our personality is the same. Our humor is very similar. Our values is the same. Like, we both wake up early and meditate and read and go to the gym and self-improvement and all the this stuff. And so now I have my go-to guy to hang out with. So like we just impromptu, like, you know, without planning, just call each other and be like, oh, what are you doing right now? Let's go for a drive. Let's go eat here. Let's go to this place. Let's go and do this. And so now there's always this high baseline of excitement because I have someone who's so similar to me, someone who I respect, but someone who I love, someone who I have like such good laughs with, someone who not only is funny, but I actually respect because I'm like, holy shit, this is actually like a successful guy who I learn things from. And I know this sounds like basic advice, like make more friends and you'll feel better, but really just think about this so practically. You've heard this advice, right? Like do more things, have more fun plans in your day. The thing is, that's actually pretty bad advice. You know why? Because trying to plan something fun is just, it's kind of weird. What you need instead is a close friend or multiple close friends who are extremely fun to hang out with. And then you can have basic plans with them. You don't even need to have plans with them and you'll have a fun time. Like if you're by yourself or if you're with someone who's boring, doing something fun might not even be that fun because you're by yourself or you're with someone who's boring, and fun plans with boring people are still boring. But when you do something that's like mid, like basically you're just sat in a room together with someone you really like who's funny, it's still really funny. You get what I mean? It's not about the plans or what you do. It's who you hang out with. And I know what you're gonna say now. This is where everyone will cope, and I guarantee you're gonna start like smiling like a little pussy. You're gonna say, well, actually, you know what? I really like being by myself. Shut up. Shut up. You clicked on this video because specifically you were feeling this sense of loneliness. This is when everyone starts the bullshit in the modern day of like, yeah, I don't need anyone else. Shut up, fucking weirdo. I don't need anyone else. I'm the one human being who doesn't have the genetic natural trait of wanting to be around other people in my tribe. Shut up. You sound like a fucking idiot. Every time someone says this to me, like, oh, well, I don't care about hanging out with people. I don't care about being around anyone else. I enjoy my time alone. No, shut the fuck up. If you did, you wouldn't have clicked on this fucking video because you feel moderately depressed when you're by yourself, and that you're not a bad person for this. It's like, you know, the same as like a guy saying like he watches porn because it increases testosterone, right? It's like, that's a fucking stupid cope, right? That's the same as like, oh, well, I don't mind being lonely because I actually like my time alone. No, stop fucking coping. You would have more fun if you were with someone else. Like imagine, let's say you go to the mall. Let's say you go by yourself because I enjoy being by myself. If we recorded you in the mall, I guarantee you'd look moderately depressed. You'd just be there like mouth breathing, walking around, buying something with earphones in and just being like AFK, which weird body language. Now imagine if we recorded you and you were there with your best friend and we tallied up like how many times you laughed and showed the emotions of joy and happiness. It would skyrocket compared to you being by yourself. So one of the things that I need to point out to so many people, don't fucking cope. Of course you want to be with others. Don't do this bullshit. I really prefer my time alone because it seems true. But just imagine that scenario where we recorded you in third person. You would not be smiling anywhere near as much as if you were with a good friend of yours. So don't cope. What you need is a good friend to go and hang out with. And this is where the problem comes, because where do you meet the good friend? There's people that you can go speak to in your gym. Maybe there's people from your high school you can be friends with. But the big problem is you're just not finding other guys like us. Because there's so many different stereotypes of people around the world. Most people are like the normies, they work 9-to-5 jobs. Then there's like the ambitious, oh yeah, I'm gonna get rich type of guys. And they're kind of like us, but then sometimes they're like, they're only one dimensional. They're not actually into self-improvement. They're just trying to make money. And what I found is guys like us, we can mix with them, but we're never gonna become best friends with a guy who's like not living the self-improvement life like we are. Like if you're the type of guy who lives similar to me, you wake up early, you meditate, you journal, you read, you do deep work, you socialize, you've read books on like social cues and social skills. Like if you're that type of self-improvement type of guy, your best friend is going to be a guy who's also committed to self-improvement as much as you are. It's going to be the type of guy who listens to like Think and Grow Rich on the audiobook when he drives. That's who's going to be your best friend. That's who's worthy of your friendship. And it's so hard to meet someone like that because there's just not that many people in the world. You know, 99% of people are like normies, 9-to-5, little rat race. 0.9% of people are like hustle and grind, try and become a millionaire. And 0.1% of people are self-improvement and also become a millionaire at the same time like I did. So it's so rare to meet someone like us. And there's two ways that I found is effective to meet someone who's serious on self-improvement. Number one, you could join my community if you want. It's a paid thing, so you don't have to join, no pressure. But there's like over 2,000 guys in there who have literally come from me. And it's like a worldwide community, and you can literally see who lives in your city and you can message them and organize things with them. And there's been so many guys who have met up in person, become friends. And then there's even guys who have literally started to live with each other. There's guys who are traveling with each other because of this like online school and the community that I made. So it's in the description if you want to have a look. And the second way to find people who are like us, this is going to sound so specific, but I swear to God, it's like the I can't believe how grateful I am of this. I live in an island in Indonesia called Bali. You've probably heard of it, right? It's like a travel destination. But it just happens to be like the island of self-improvements in the world. Like almost everyone I meet here does the same things that we do. Not only are they ambitious for financial success, but also they're ambitious for healing trauma and healing the inner child, and also for increasing their VO2 max. Like if you're the type of person who's done all the kind of autistic research as I have, you'll come here and it's so many people are committed to the path that we are on. That's where I met this friend of mine, Kaz. I just met him in the gym here because this place attracts extremely well-balanced, multifaceted people. What I found in other places like Dubai, for example, it attracts only one-dimensional people who only care about money. That's why I didn't feel like I fit in Dubai, because I don't just care about money. Money, work, business is like 15 to 20% of my life, but it's not my entire life. If money is your entire life, somewhere like Dubai makes sense. If self-improvement is your life and a part of your self-improvement journey is your work, moving here makes more sense, and it might be something that you might make a plan for, like a goal. Maybe for a year or 2 years from now, write this as your goal for like 2027. Move to Bali or move to some place in the world where there's other people like you. You move to this type of place and that sense of depression after you finish the gym, it completely just goes away because there's so much socializing that's going on here. You go to the gym and you just make a new genuine friend who's actually similar to you. And you just go for lunch with like you, your friend, and two girls straight afterwards. And it's like you're just there as like wholesome friends. And I just did this like a few days ago with a friend who was here, and then she was like leaving the same day. And we got into like such a deep conversation where she was telling us about like the death of a family member and how things are for her and what she's going to do for Christmas. Like it's like such little magical moments which are so spontaneous when you live somewhere like this compared to the rigidness of a lot of the hometowns that we come from, where because you live in this hometown where you went to high school, people have like almost like the mask that they need to carry on wearing. So it's kind of rarer for you in your own hometown to go to the gym one day and to meet someone who you could impromptu actually hang out with and create a friendship with, because people in most countries, in most towns and cities are very rigid. When you move somewhere that is full of tourists and travelers, people are naturally way more flexible because everyone's in the same boat. And we don't know each other from before this, which means that you can be whoever the fuck you want to be, which lets people's guard come down and everyone can relax and actually really be themselves. And I know that this is such a long-term piece of advice. Like, yeah, move to Bali as if you could do that today. But I wanted to tell you this because I genuinely think it's one of the most important decisions that I've made in my life. Like this morning, I swear to God, I woke up at about 4 a.m. and I just ended up getting sad thinking about the last few years of some mistakes that I've made. And one of the biggest mistakes, and I think it was the start of so many wrong things in my life, was that in 2022, I first moved to London with my ex-girlfriend and then I moved to Dubai. And I really think that that fucked me up so much. I was only away for like a few months trying to live in these places. And I literally just visualized it and I got so sad thinking of the amount of stress and pain and just overwhelm that I went through trying to adjust to those cities that are just not for me whatsoever. And how much of a mistake it was, and that if I could go back in time, obviously, you know, you can butterfly effect your way into ruining life, whatever. But if I could go back in time, if I moved here 2-3 years ago, I think my life would have been so much better. And I think I would have saved myself from massive amounts of burnout that I had in Dubai, where I ended up quitting YouTube and then fucking up my momentum. And so many like mistakes stemmed from the place that I lived, because you know the importance of environment. And chances are, if you're watching this, your environment does not serve you. There's a big chance that you who's watching this right now are living how I was about a year or 2 years ago, where you live with family, you've got your little childhood bedroom that you still live with, you probably live in the same hometown that you went to high school with, but you don't really get along with those friends from high school anymore. So you're on this path of being disciplined, wanting to get rich, wanting to level up and improve your sleep and heal trauma and do all these things, but you're largely just doing it alone. Even your own family don't understand you. You go to the gym and maybe you can make some friends there, but when you speak to people in the gym, you realize they're still kind of like Jeffries at the same time, even though they go to the gym. It's like the one productive thing they do. And you'd still kind of be happy to be friends with them, but you know you'd be settling and that you're not as like-minded with them as you need for someone who's going to be a true friend of yours. So you keep mostly to yourself. You wake up, you do the habits, you work, you go to the gym, you come back, you scroll, you watch some content, and you go to sleep, and you do it again for something. Like, what are you living this life for if it's not that enjoyable? Yeah, sure, your physique is getting better. What you need is a North Star. What you need is a dream to build. And the physique is going to be really nice. That's a big part of your focus is you go to the gym, you're taking your bodybuilding fitness journey really seriously, and your physique really does change your life as much as you think it does. I promise you, it really does. But you need something a little bit bigger than that. And that's what I wanted to make in this video is I think you thinking of this dream of like moving to somewhere where you belong, where there's people like you. It doesn't necessarily have to be where I live, although I've seen that this is an amazing place for me, but also there's been like 100 guys who have moved here because of my videos. And Bali is a pretty small space, so I drive around and people will shout, Hamza, like whatever, and I'll go to the gym. There's 3, 4, 5 guys there every day. So it's like, we've got our little tribe of guys who are like my followers here, which is already good. But you don't necessarily have to just move here just because I'm saying it, but there's other places in the world where you could move and you could thrive. And so this could be like something that gives you a smile on your face through these days of mundanity, through these days of just relentless routine. Have this goal to move somewhere that will completely change your lifestyle. Maybe you can't achieve it right now. Maybe it'll take a year or 2 years or 3 years, but it will keep you going through this season of you just being locked in. I can't overstate like how much the change in environment has served me. Like literally just yesterday, me and my friend were out and he said to me that I seem like so happy. And I said like, yeah, like I can't believe how good our lifestyle is here. Like this was the dream when I was like a young man, when I was like 19, 20, 21 years old. I used to dream of being like this fit guy with like an aesthetic body, living in Asia, you know, like being a digital nomad, making money online, socializing and dating and going to the gym and living this full life where you still feel like a happy, excited, adventurous young man. The life that I live here reminds me a lot of how university used to feel without like the intense degeneracy that I had when I was younger, but more like with a wholesome social aspect. The friends that you meet here and the hype that you have and everyone is in like the health and fitness culture. There's infinite things to do for people who are on self-improvement. You know, this is the difference. When you live in most cities, the socializing is all related to things that are basically the opposite of self-improvement. It's self-destruction. It's going out, drinking, partying, staying up late. And those are the kinds of things that when you're like an athlete, when you're an ambitious person, you don't really want to do. You just do because of the fact that you want a social life. Most cities in the world, for you to socialize with like hot girls and with fun guys, you have to basically go out to like clubs and parties. What's beautiful about this one little fucking island is that most people here are kind of like athletes. Most people are so serious about their health, fitness, and grind that almost all of the plans that you get invited to are in the daytime revolving around health and fitness. It's like someone will invite you to a restaurant that's genuinely healthy, that doesn't even cook with seed oils. When you live in like UK, London, when you live in Dubai, it's like you just take the L with your health. You take the L with your self-improvement journey if you want to hang out with people. This is the first place in my life that I found that my self-improvement journey actually now correlates to my socializing. Like, think about what I've just said. Just think about that for a second. This is the first time and the first place I found where my self-improvement journey has been going up at the same time as my social life. Usually, you've got to take one or the other. Usually, your self-improvement journey can go up, but then you've got to stop socializing as much. That's probably what you're going through right now. Or if you want to socialize more, usually your self-improvement journey goes down. This is the one place I have found with the type of people who come here where both go up at the same time. That is what I think you're missing in your life right now. And like I said, you don't have to specifically come to this place just because I'm hyping it up. You should do your own research. But what I will say is, if you've watched this entire video, if you're a pretty big like follower of mine, if you find that your values are very similar to mine, you could just relax on this recommendation and just think, you know what, fuck it. Hamza seems similar to me. I've watched so much of his content. I seem to have similar values to him. If he's hyping up this place and not just hyping it up, but I genuinely have lived here for like a year and a half or something, then you're like, you know what, fuck it, I'll give it a try. Go, you book this place if you can afford it, or you make it like this sort of plan, this vision for you for next year or the year after, and you give it a try just to see. And I think you'll be impressed. Your expectation might be that it's like some slow, lazy island vibe. That's what people who haven't been here will say. It's not like that at all. It's not like the slow vibe that you think it is just because it's like on an island. The area is like as dense and as fast paced as a city is. So when people tell you like, oh yeah, you know, you come here and you'll just be lazy. It's like, not necessarily. It's just that you'll come here and you won't chronically work like you have unprocessed trauma and you have insecurities. Like the people who live in Dubai and these other like one dimensional, gotta make money because I'm insecure kind of places. Yeah, sure, you'll work more and you might make more progress in one area of life. If someone is a one-dimensional man, it makes more sense for them to move to Dubai, fine. But if you are a multifaceted man, if you want a full life with 10 different areas that you make progress in, like dating, socializing, mental health, physical health, sleep, fitness, everything, if you want to make progress in all of life, you come to this kind of place. This video has probably planted the seed inside of your mind that will stay there and form some of your goals when you write them down for the next few months or next year or the year after. And who knows, maybe a year or 2 years from now, you'll be here shirtless as you drive your bike around on the road. And then you'll drive past me and you'll notice me driving with like a smile on my face and you'll shout out, Hamza, and we'll flex at each other. I look forward to that day. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.